you're with us for the State Capitol Report on this Labor Day. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Evers made a renewed call for lawmakers to meet and take action on police reform bills after an officer shot Jacob Blake in the back 15 days ago and left the black man paralyzed. It sparked a storm of protests for racial justice. Republicans are creating a task force, and Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke was tapped to lead a speaker's task force on racial disparities, educational opportunities, public safety, and police policies and standards. What do you want the task force to take up? What bills on policing do you want the legislature to act on and get up to the governor's desk? What suggestions do you have for legislation that addresses systemic racism and inequality? We're at 800-642-1234. Representative Jim Steinke is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 5th Assembly District. Representative Steinke, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, Governor Evers told PBS Wisconsin a few days ago, we don't need a task force. People want action. Why did Republicans decide to form a task force instead of working on the floor on these bills in a special session?
Well, I find it kind of ironic that the governor takes that stance when he himself has created many different task forces to look at issues that are facing Wisconsin today. So for him to dismiss the idea of a task force is interesting to me. But the reason we created this task force is so, unlike what the governor and Democrats did in this package of legislation, we really want to bring people together surrounding this issue. We want to bring Democrats along with Republicans and then people of color and communities throughout Wisconsin together with law enforcement to vet the bills that the Democrats laid out there, look at things that the Wisconsin Professional Police Association put out just last week, as well as other ideas from other states as far as what they've done to tackle this issue. So we want to make this a broader-based approach that brings voices together to come up with solutions.
Who's on the task force and when will it meet?
So the task force, we're currently working on the composition of it. We'll be announcing a co-chair, which will be a Democrat. Tomorrow we'll announce that, who that's going to be. And then going forward, that co-chair and I will be making decisions together on who we think should be on the task force. But let's be clear that the task force is going to have less legislators and more people from communities of color throughout the state working with law enforcement to come up with these solutions.
You've said that you've been talking with members of the Legislative Black Caucus. What have they been telling you?
We had brief discussions after last week when I was down in Madison. I think things went well. We talked about what we wanted to see come out of this task force, what they wanted to see come out of this task force, and really came up with what I think is a common vision for what the ultimate goal should be, and that's coming up with real change and gaining off of some of this momentum that has been created over the last several months.
What does real change look like to you? I mean, you've got 9 bills from the governor that first announced in June. Now you've got a slate of 24 bills from the police union. What do you want to see?
Really, what I want to see is, again, bringing people together so we can come up with that common vision, that common goal of addressing this, the racial disparities that exist here in the state. I mean, whether we're talking about police reforms, educational reforms, whatever we're talking about, wherever there is a gap that is created by simply by somebody having a different color of skin, those are things that we want to look at. Obviously, what we'll start with is the policing reforms, but I don't think that that's the only issue that's facing people of color here in the state, and I think we should be taking a broader look.
When you say the broader look, where else do you want to, put forth bills and work?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be addressed over time, but the name of the task force is you rattled off earlier. Really speaks to what we'll be looking at, whether it's disparities in education or workforce development, the lack of investment in communities of color. Those are all things that we need to be looking at.
One of the bills Governor Evers has is the ban on chokeholds. Where do you stand on that?
Well, again, I think that is, you know, in talking to law enforcement, virtually no agency uses chokeholds anymore here in the state. So I think that's an easy one. But, you know, I'm not going to prejudge anything. I want to work with communities of color and law enforcement to make sure that whatever we do, that we can gain some consensus on individual pieces of legislation.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Representative Jim Steinecke, a Republican representing the state's 5th Assembly District, the Kaukauna area. We're looking at police reform, the new task force, and what will be done as part of addressing racial inequities in Wisconsin. You can join in with your insights, your questions, 800-642-1234. Representative, Democratic State Senator Bob Wirch feels that the state should fund body cameras for all county and municipal law enforcement officers. Will this be among the topics discussed by the task force? Will you look at body cameras?
Yeah, I certainly think that we'll look at issues like that. I think that, you know, if you look at the case down in Kenosha, body cameras were in their budget for next year. Obviously doesn't help in this situation that happened down there this year. But something I think is definitely important to look at. The problem is always coming up with the funding, right? I mean, whether it's allowing locals to exceed their levy limits to purchase body cameras or whether it's the state funding, we have to start looking at some of these solutions because it's just too critical of a need for departments to go without.
I want to get back to the task force for a moment. It seems as if Democrats and Republicans were operating on a couple different timelines here. Democrats would like to see lawmakers working on these bills at the Capitol in a special session. And this task force has a different timeline with different voices in it. How do you make those two different worlds come together here and work across the aisle?
Well, you make part of Democrats part of the decision making when as we go forward with this task force. And I think that's the intent of the creation of this task force is to have it co-chaired by a Republican and a Democrat. And then also bringing, again, like I said, people from a diverse set of backgrounds throughout the state together to make these decisions. Because the only way you're going to get buy-in from everybody, the only way we're actually going to get a package passed is if you have law enforcement working with people of color and working with legislators to gain consensus around these issues to move things forward. That's the best way to do things. Unfortunately, it hasn't been the way things have been done over the course of the last year and a half, 2 years or so, but hopefully this will show the way and show a different way of how we can work together to get some of the big issues addressed.
Will there be action taken on the task force's recommendations ahead of November? Will there work be done in special session?
Yeah, so the it won't be before the election. The timeline is we're working right now to put together the task force. That'll happen over the course of the next couple of weeks. We're hoping to have our first meeting by the end of September, first week of October. But we're going to have a pretty aggressive schedule of meeting regularly over the course of the next couple of months here leading into the next legislative session to make sure that we have a package ready to go to hit the floor as soon as we come back in January.
At this point, what is this task force hoping to find that hasn't already been established in previous commissions on race?
Consensus. That's the main thing that we want to find in this is to make sure that we can all come to the floor voting on a package of bills that has a broad base of support throughout all communities. That's the main goal, but also making sure that we're doing something real that's going to have an impact. The bills that the Democrats put out back in June, a lot of them are fine, and I think a lot of those will be part of the ultimate package that comes out of this task force. But let's be honest, none of them would have made a significant difference when it comes to what happened down in Kenosha, or even what happened, along the lines of something that happened in Minneapolis. It just probably wouldn't have made much of a difference when it comes to those two circumstances.
Let's take a call. Chris is joining us from Appleton. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
One question. I support the idea of a task force. What I'm not hearing, though, about this task force is, do you acknowledge that there is an excessive use of force by our police under certain circumstances?
So I appreciate the question, Chris. And, you know, that's something that we're going to be looking at. I mean, you know, if we're talking about the issue that happened in Kenosha, I'm not going to prejudge that. I know the governor came out within hours and said that even though we don't have all the details, he launched into, calling it police brutality and excessive use of force. I think we really have to be careful to wait to see what the results of the investigation are, because at first, if you remember, it was being reported that Jacob Blake was unarmed. Now it's been shown that there was a knife at least in his vicinity during this shooting. So we just have to be really careful to wait for the results to come out. But that's one of the things we want to address, too, is that it's said that use of force, it happens and occurs in about 3% of arrests. Well, use of force is pretty widely defined, can be something as small, as little as putting your hands on a suspect as you're trying to arrest them. So I think we have to come up with a really set definition of what use of force is and make sure all departments are reporting based on that definition.
We have Representative Jim Steinecke on the line, who's been named chair of the Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's Task Force on Racial Disparities. Are you optimistic that Republicans and Democrats can work across the aisle on police violence and a package of bills? What legislation do you want to move forward to address inequalities and policing in your community? It's 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with more State Cap on the Ideas Network. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation now with Representative Jim Steinecke. He's chairing a new task force. And meanwhile, the largest police union in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, has unveiled a set of 24 legislative proposals addressing police reform in the state. It's a sweeping package that it hopes the legislature will consider. Let's take a call now. Scott is joining us from West Bend. Hi, Scott.
How are you?
Doing well. Go ahead.
I guess I have a little bit of a unique perspective. I was in the police explorers as a kid, and as such, I was curious of what the thoughts were about having the use of force being reviewed by an independent organization or group, not where it's going from one police jurisdiction to the next, and then being able to have like a retired officer or something as a consultant to aid the independent group with the reviews of those situations?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Scott. And we are not closing the door on any possible solution. I know you're probably aware that any officer-involved shooting that results in death, an outside agency does investigate. In those circumstances, I think we could certainly look at broadening that to involve any officer-involved shooting, whether it ends in death or not. I think those are some of the things that we can look at. I know there has been discussion, and there are things that occur in other parts of the country where more independent boards look at things like that. I certainly am not going to close the door on any possible solution that we can come together around, because, I think the most important thing is making sure that when there are circumstances like this, that the investigations and the ultimate conclusions are made very transparently, because we have to gain the confidence back, not only from law enforcement, but from citizens throughout the state as well in the process.
Scott, thanks. Let's bring in Kristen now, who's joining us from Oshkosh. Hi, Kristen. What's your question?
Hi, I have a question for Mr. Steinecke regarding CIT training and training for multicultural issues, people that are of different color than the white community.
And explain CIT, Crisis Intervention Team Training, is that it?
Yes, crisis, yeah. Some police departments and sheriff's departments in Wisconsin have the CIT training. Most do not. And I'm wondering if you would be willing to come together for more money in the police department to address these needs.
Yeah, no, I think that's an important part of the overall solution, too, is the CIT training. I know many departments are doing that, but you're right, it is a resource issue. There is, I was talking to some local law enforcement just last week. They had mentioned the idea of possibly adding 40 hours to the training requirement in the academy that would include crisis intervention training, so you're getting that right off the bat before you ever become a police officer. But again, that comes down to resources, and anything that we do, we have to make sure, you know, we don't just pass something and walk away. It's got to be able to be funded and put into place in a reasonable time period.
Would that be lumped into de-escalation technique training, which was one of the 9 bills the governor had put forward?
I think de-escalation is separate from crisis intervention training, but I am far from an expert on this, so I'd have to get you the answer on that.
Let's bring in Ryan now in Waukesha. Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
Hi.
My concern is that while the tax task force seems to be a well-intended tactic, it also is a delay tactic that's embedded with the bureaucracy to delay anything. The governor wanted the special session to deal with the urgency of the matter and in full view of the full legislature, and has the research behind it. As we know, in many other parts of the country, this is we don't need to remake the wheel. So I see it as a delay tactic. And
I can certainly understand your concerns on that. However, anything that we did, even if, let's say, we move forward with this package of bills, it would require, legislative hearings and, people being brought in to testify on them. We have to understand where these bills were crafted, who was involved in the crafting of them. So it would take some time, whether we went through the regular committee process or we went through the task force. What we want to do is make a very public show with this task force about how we can bring people together around these solutions. I think the transparency is an incredibly important part of this whole situation with trying to come up with solutions. And that's what I think the task force gives us, the ability as Democrats, as Republicans, as people of color and law enforcement, it gives us all the ability to come together very publicly and discuss these things so that when it does come to the floor of the legislature, we can have hopefully unanimous support for these the package that comes forward.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Representative Jim Steinke, who represents the Kaukauna area. He is the Assembly Majority Leader. Let's bring in Dennis now, joining us from Two Rivers. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. I think you're going to have to definitely come up with a differentiation between use of force and restraining suspects.
Right. I think that is something that I think most people don't understand, and I didn't understand before I really started looking into this, is that when something is classified as a use of force incident, that doesn't, what I had in my mind was some kind of violent struggle, where there was a fight, there was either a weapon used or something along those lines. That's not necessarily what happens in a majority of these quote unquote use of force cases. Like I said earlier, it can be as little as putting your hands on someone to restrain them. So that's why I think we have to come up with a definition that is clear and consistent across the state.
Representative Steinicke, I want to spend the last few minutes we have with you on COVID. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty recently filed a suit against Governor Evers' public health emergency, which was used to implement the mask mandate in the state. Where do you stand on requiring the public to wear masks to help prevent the spread?
Well, I have been wearing a mask everywhere I go. When I'm in public, in enclosed spaces, I think that's a reasonable step to take. Whatever the results of this this legislation or this lawsuit is, that's going to probably be decided after the 60 days of the mask mandate run out anyway. But I think it is an important thing to have determine of what exactly the governor's powers are under these emergency declarations.
How do you see the legislature functioning in special session or at any point under COVID? Would you be meeting in person more, or will it be virtual?
Yeah, that's one of the things that obviously, like anyone else, we're challenged with. Back in April when we had to meet for the COVID relief bill, we did it partially in person, partially virtually to help with social distancing. I assume if nothing changes between now and the beginning of our legislative session, we'll have to do something similar. But hopefully by that point, we're well into having a vaccine and we can start to get somewhere back to normal.
Representative Steinicke, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Happy Labor Day, everybody.
Representative Jim Steinicke is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 5th Assembly District of the Kaukauna area. He is the Assembly Majority Leader. Just ahead, working during the coronavirus can be exhausting. We talk with an occupational health researcher about what's happening to our bodies and minds. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.